Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:46, 14 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Jeff, fantastic job on Sunday. I listened to you and Deuce and Mike Haas with the call of the game, and I'll tell the audience you really are missing a lot if you don't turn down the TV and turn up our team, because they're great. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to, you know, last Tuesday I made the executive decision to go around and painstakingly document every set of power rankings that all these coverage outlets put out, mm-hmm. just for the so that today when I had a feeling the Saints were going to play really well in Dallas, I can dunk on every single one, because I think they were at like 23, 24, 25. Mm-hmm. The first one I looked at this morning was had them at number 6. So it's going to be a good day. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a lot of fun.
But you know what? I like that. You know, I still like. Let's keep Dennis Allen. I don't mean this against DA at all. I'm just saying the flying under the radar part of it. Yeah, let's keep him up there as the first coach to be fired. Let's fly under the radar. I love being that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that is I kind of said that before the season. I'm sure, you know, the coaches don't really mind when no one's giving their team any credit, because, you know, I don't think there's any easier pregame speeches than when you're in that situation. Now they're going to have to kind of dig deep for some of that motivation, but I don't think it's going to be that big of an issue. I think when, you know, you're not, when you're a team that feels like, hey, everyone's been looking down on us all off season, that doesn't go away just because you're playing well. It just continues to be like, oh, well, now you're going to see just how wrong you are. So we'll see. I think these guys are motivated. They're not going to start reading their own press clippings, but it does become more difficult. It's mm-hmm. a lot easier to be motivated when everyone's telling you how bad you are.
Let me tell you something. If y'all don't follow Jeff Nowak on Twitter, you're missing a good follow, because it's very informational. It's at JEFFNOWAK. It's that simple, isn't it?
It is.
Well, yeah. Underscore. Yeah. You got an underscore in the middle of that? JEFF underscore Nowak, NOWAK.
They'll find me.
Yeah, you'll find him. Man, Alvin Kamara is just playing like a man on fire. He is just... I don't know. You know, I was just making up stuff in my head where, you know, he's playing as though there was some kind of deal where, you know, you're going to get paid. Don't worry about it. We got to do some cap stuff here, but you just keep playing. We'll pay you. He is playing like he deserves Christian McCaffrey money, would you think?
Well, here's the thing. When you don't have that contract extension, every contract is, hey, you go out there and play, we'll pay mm-hmm. you. Or someone will pay you. That's just how it works, you know. And the Saints are in the luxury of getting, you know, one of the issues of trying to get guys to play on those kind of deals is you don't know what's going to happen, right? You don't know if a guy's going to hold out. You don't know if it's going to get awkward. The Saints have kind of the luxury of having that situation with several players, and those guys are still going out there and playing extremely hard. Alvin's one of those guys. Chase Young is one of those guys who, obviously, they signed him on a one-year deal, so it's a little different, but he's still in a contract year. Right. And then you got Paulson Adebo on the defensive side as well, who's in a contract year. So, like, when, you know, there's a reason those guys tend to have their best seasons, because they have that extra motivation. They're going out there. For Alvin, I think it's a lot more about, you know, I went into this season with the question, OK, I watch Alvin in practice in training camp. I don't see a guy that I feel like has lost the step. Like, I remember we saw Devontae Freeman come into town, who the guy who started with the Falcons, and you watch him play and you're like, that's not the Devontae Freeman I remember. We saw David Johnson come in a couple of years ago, and it's like, man, I'm excited about the name David Johnson, but then I watch the player, and I'm like, that's David Johnson in name only from what I remember back with you know, what was it, the Cardinals, when he had that crazy season. Mm-hmm. Whereas Alvin, I feel like you kind of see the same guy. And so the question is, okay, is it that dreaded kind of cliff for a running back, 28, 29 years old? Or has he just been let down by an offensive scheme that was in dire need of an update, an upgrade?
I would go
and
B.
Through 2 weeks.
I would say number B on that one.
Yeah, through 2 weeks, I think the answer is pretty definitive. You don't want to make any decisions of like, oh, I definitely know everything I need to know after 2 weeks. But I don't think anyone watches Alvin play and kind of feels like, I don't remember this guy. This isn't the player I remember. He just looks a lot more like we saw in 2020 and in 2019.
But, you know, if you look at
that game last week.
If you look at the training regimen, Jeff, I don't know why that would be a surprise, right?
Oh, no, right. He puts the work in. I do think that, you know, he doesn't make a big deal out of it the way that some players might. Same thing with Marshawn Lattimore. Like, these guys do the work. They just don't constantly ask for the praise for doing the work. But, yeah, I mean, we've seen these crazy workouts that Alvin puts himself through and, you know, the balance routines. And that's always been the thing with Alvin. There's some guys who are super elite at speed, super elite strength-wise. Alvin's superhuman ability is balance and contact balance. And you just see guys bouncing off of him in ways that's not normal. You know, he'll run for 57 yards and he doesn't even look like, you know, I'm pretty sure he never went faster than Cesar Ruiz did next to him running down the field on that screen for 57 yards. So he's just a remarkable player. And I feel like we should all feel fortunate that we would get to watch him.
And I'm looking at a repost of yours right now where he's neutralizing Micah Parsons. And a lot of that doesn't get noticed.
Yeah, he's a good blocker, you know, and that's what allows you to keep him on the field, you know, for three downs. Because that's, when you look around the NFL, one of the reasons you don't have a ton of three down backs, you know, along with kind of the difficulty of keeping a guy healthy, is he's a liability in pass protection, or he can't catch the ball. Whereas Alvin could do all of those things. So, you know, with him, you don't have to take him off the field. It's just a question of when you want to take him off the field to give him rest. But, yeah, he blocks well, he catches well, he's a lot faster than people give him credit for. Yeah, he's a complete running back, and I just think, you know, when you look up and down this roster, everything makes sense. The entire roster makes sense from, okay, can you do this? Yes. Can you do this? Yes. Can you do this? Yes. Can you take advantage of situations in ways we need you to? And I think that's what's played out through 2 weeks.
It seems like that's AK's team, it seems like to me. It seems like he's the leader on that team. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I want to talk about what you saw from the Eagles last night, looking ahead. And also, Saints are 2-0 this year. They were 2-0 last year, but there's a big difference. We'll talk about that as well with Jeff Nowak. Quickly to traffic, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9, Tommy Tucker. Quickly back to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Jeff, you know, you watched a game last night, Philadelphia, Atlanta, next two Saints opponents. Thoughts on the Saints being 2-0 as they were last year, the differences, and looking ahead to Philadelphia?
Yeah, it's convenient when the two teams you're going to play over the next 2 weeks happen to play each other on a night you can just sit there and watch the game. You know, I thought both those teams looked very beatable.
Yep.
And now with what we know about the Saints team, I feel like you should go into both those matchups feeling like, hey, why not 4-0, right? But no, I mean, it is funny because, you know, I talked to Brian Brzee coming off the field, and it was like, I wanted to ask him, hey, well, how does it feel to be 2-0? And then I remembered, oh, wait. All he knows is 2-0. They were 2-0 last year. But, man, I don't know if it could feel any different than it does. You know, last year you did beat the Titans. You beat the Panthers. Both of those games, every step felt like you had, you know, weights on. It felt like a slog. You know, they were trying to figure things out. I think Derek was trying to settle in, and he did that, you know, to a point, and then he got hurt. No, it does feel a lot different, mainly because of the offense. You know, I think the defense has been very consistent in what you can expect out of them. But, you know, what was holding the Saints back the last 2 years was a scheme that just felt outdated. It felt antiquated. And now we're seeing a modern scheme. We're seeing a much simpler, you know, concept for the quarterback who can execute it without as much stress, and he can focus on just playing the game. You know, you're seeing an offensive line with strategies, you know, where you're not just asking guys to drop back pass. I mean, Derek only threw the ball 16 times in that game. Half of it was play action, right? You know, and there was a lot of success. So, no, I think, you know, these are some of the most fun seasons you'll have in the NFL, where you have no expectations and the team shows up and is just stunning. if this happened in 2019, we would all be like, all right, whatever, let's see what happens in the playoffs. Now it's every step of the way should be a good time. So I'm looking forward to it.
It flies by. You got Philadelphia coming up, then Atlanta, then a Monday nighter against Kansas City, another division game against Tampa Bay. Then guess what? Thursday night, October 17th, Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.